Business Pilot.
Busting makes me feel good. Hey,
where did my cum go?
Kenway Adani fans, we've got some huge news.
Correct, Alan. Kenway Adani is coming to life at Perth Fringe World. Two nights only, February 5th and 6th at Evergreens in the Leederville precinct.
Yeah, tickets are only $25 and we vouch 100% success rate when it comes to adding Arnie to any movie. But you can see up close and personally how we get that sausage made, baby.
Delicious. The evening will consist of games, prizes, and just the right amount of audience participation.
We've worked pretty hard to get that right. Get your tickets right now at fringeworld.com.au. Don't miss it. Can we add Arnie live at the Perth Fringe World? Buy tickets now to save us stressing about a huge financial risk.
Now let's get on with the app.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie? Much like an old pair of socks, we're a good fit, but we are falling apart.
We are a bit.
I'm so sorry to announce it.
Threadbare.
Corey Sutton, how are we?
I'm good, Alan Oldworth. It's great to be here doing another movie from the 80s.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of movies in the 80s needed Arnie. I've got to be honest with you. He was finding his own, but I feel like we can add him to a few more and fix this world.
And yes, indeed. And speaking of people who fix the world, this group of four legends.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Have done just that in their film Ghostbusters from 1984.
Synopsis, please, Corey.
All right. Ghostbusters follows a team of three eccentric scientists who, after being fired from their university, start a ghost hunting business. The unique methods and specialized equipment bring fame, but also set them up for an epic battle against a powerful spirit threatening New York City.
Great movie. I got to be honest, I remember it better than the rewatch. I don't feel like it holds up as well as my memory of it. I also, controversial opinion, I think the second one's better.
What was the second one?
That's where the painting comes to life and it like steals the baby.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
I do not remember
and
that.
And they go into like this gunk world and the gunk only responds to anger and they use the Statue of Liberty to come to life and save the day. It's
okay.
Very cool.
I do not remember that at all.
Well, we'll add on to that at some point in the future.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking about this and I was going, the film was fine.
Yeah.
But, and obviously it's got cult status.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the heavy lifting is done by the song.
You think the song makes the movie?
I think the song in this circumstance makes people more nostalgic for Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there is some truth. It's funny. It's like Jurassic Park. You watch the movie and it feels like it's a pre-existing franchise when you're watching the first movie.
Yes.
But obviously that's not true. It's like Jurassic Park as well. You kind of go, well, this world always existed.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It's the first movie created it and they did such a good job. It's just kind of part of our culture now.
Yeah.
Which means it's a good movie, despite how much you hated it.
I mean, how often, it's part of like the cultural conversation. How many times have you ever said, who are you going to call? As like a legitimate
question. Your
mum. What?
Oh, sorry. You had to find out that way. Through Song of All Time. I'll tell you what, but critics, 95%, audience, 88%.
I'd say that's still accurate.
Okay. Despite you shitting on it?
I just feel like, okay, maybe that's not fully accurate. Maybe I'd give it like an 8 out of 10 at most.
Okay. Well, we're going to try and add Arnie to it, so let's try and get that 10 out of 10 score. Before we do that, I'm going to draw a character, a random suggestion from one of our lovely listeners. Today, we are going to be adding Bill Gates helping you with IT problems.
Oh.
That's nice.
It's actually one of the easier ones we've drawn.
I don't know. What's a Bill Gates impression sound like?
Oh, hang on, Bill Gates.
Hello, I'm Bill Gates. No, I sound like a demon.
Sound like a nerd.
Like a hey guy, it's me, Bill Gates. I'm so excited. Let's talk about Windows 95. Who wants to come to my dance party?
Have you tried turning it off and on?
Okay, I think we've nailed Bill Gates. All right, well, he's already in it. Done.
I'm going to cheat on my wife.
What?
Ooh, I went there.
Yeah. First, I want to give everyone a vaccine. I'm trying to help. okay, well, there you go. Look, where can Arnie fit into this movie? Everywhere and anywhere, but we do have to be precise on where he lands. I think at the start, I like the idea of that it's not opening scene, but it's near the start, where Bill Murray's character, bit of a sleazebag, but he always kind of is.
I'm starting to realize he does a lot of sleazy kind of stuff in most of his roles.
So there's this scene, right, and he's basically like trying to test if this girl's got these telekinesis powers and she's psychic and all this sort of stuff.
But he's got a guy next to her, yeah?
So he's got two people. He's got this beautiful girl and this young guy.
Presumably university students.
Yeah, and he's trying to see which one of them can like, you know, read the cards that he's trying to show. And he's rigging it for her because he's flirting with her and he's obviously trying to, you know, make out with this student, despite the fact that he looks 40 years old.
Yeah, there's a real, I mean, if that would get you cancelled.
Absolutely.
In 2024.
Yeah, but anyway, he keeps going with it, and then his science experiment's interrupted by Dan Aykroyd. He comes in all hot and blah, blah, blah. But I like the idea of Arnie being in this scene, but Arnie's the other guy. So while the girl's
getting electrocuted.
Keeps getting electrocuted, the girl's getting all the preferential treatment, and Arnie's just having to cop it. I think this is a good fit for him.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Here we go. All right, well, welcome.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
have good. A seat.
Yeah,
what was your name, sorry?
My name is Trevor, obviously.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Peter Venkman.
Cool name, yeah,
School of Psychology.
Yeah, yeah, love it, love it. And this is our girl. We're not serious or anything, but I just thought she'd want the, you know, $5 as well. And yeah, this is Sandra.
Sandra, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, how are we going? How are you? Hello, how are you? Hi, guys.
Oh, you have such a beautiful voice, Sandra.
Thank you so much. This is strange. It's so strange.
How old are you?
What a weird question to start with.
It's from the form. I just got a feeling names. Yeah. So I got Sandra age.
I'm 19.
Okay. Yep. Of age?
Of age. What does that mean?
Yeah, what's that mean? Of age?
Because you need to be over the age of 18 to participate in this experiment.
That's
it's nothing
so much more
nefarious.
Helpful. Oh, excellent. Because I was seeing all the science stuff around. I was like, oh my God, what even is this? It's so crazy.
I'm a pretty smart guy, Sandra.
You strike me as a smart guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart too.
Shut up, Trevor. I'm talking to Sandra.
Okay.
Sandra, I have I am the leader of this school.
Oh, cool.
Of psychology.
Wow. Why didn't you do things like that, Trevor? You could be a smart man like that. Babe, please. Getting cool money here for free, you know, that's cool, that's smart.
So about this $5
payment. Yeah. So what's the deal with this, right? I sit here, answer a few dumb questions, and then we get me $5.
So we're testing the...
$5 in 1984 is a big deal.
That'll get you like 5 bottles of Coke.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, probably 10. Really?
10 bottles of Coke?
Yeah, too much Coke for me. I don't really do the fizzy drink because you thought my body. Look at my body. It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Sandra,
so...
are you really into muscles? I mean,
I love them.
There was a recent study that was released actually by me here at the university.
Yeah. What did the study say?
And it said that men who have big muscles are kind of compensating for the fact that they have a small penis, lack of self-confidence.
Okay, no, I'm very confident. The other thing might be true. I don't want to acknowledge that, but I'm confident as hell.
Lacking performance in the bedroom.
We need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll here's the study. I'll just give that one to you.
Thank you.
We
touched hands there. That was nice.
Oh, sorry. Do we? I didn't mean to.
Oh.
You're very soft.
Yeah, no, thank you. I moisturize, yeah.
I moisturize all the time. I use, like, oils and stuff. Are we talking to me? Am I even here? Hello?
This is how you're going to get your $5. Yep. So basically, we're going to test the powers of telekinesis.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
That's so cool. Oh, my God. My mom used to say she was psychic. This is crazy.
Get out of town.
Yeah, absolutely. She always said, I can tell where you are at any time, Sandra. I can read your mind.
Oh, wow. She probably knows you're here right now?
Probably, yeah. Wow, that's so cool.
Okay, right.
I feel like we're connecting on a deeper level. What the hell is going on?
It's like we're connecting. Sandra, on like a telekinetic level.
What? Me too. I'm reading your mind right now.
Well, I'm reading yours.
What are you? Can you get out of my mind? What do you got?
Your mind is saying that you wish you didn't have that protein shake because of all the protein farts that you're doing.
That's a lucky guess. Continue your chat with Sandra. I'm gonna be over here trying to hold back a fart.
Okay, so here's. Sorry, Trevor. You're right.
Yep.
So how
honey, if you need to go outside, we're doing a good thing here.
We can test one at a time.
No, I'm just going to stay it out. It's fine. As long as nothing shocks me, I should be all fine.
Okay, well, this is where I come in.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to hold up symbols, but you're not going to see them. You're just going to see a blank page.
Oh, wow, okay.
And you have to tell me what the symbol is.
Oh, how will we know?
Through telekinesis.
Oh, wow, okay. Remember so you're going to test us.
I said that earlier?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I think I'm lost in your eyes. What the hell is going on?
That's fair, they are pretty dreamy.
Yeah, so they're, dreamy.
It's like a blue eye, and it's quite periwinkle.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it now, yeah.
I've been told that.
Yeah. How old are you? Old enough.
What? The hell's going on? Okay, anyway, go on. With your stupid experiment. I'm ready. Show me your card. Let's get on with it. Come on.
The catch is that if you get it wrong, I have to give you an electric shock.
Oh, okay. Sure. Whatever. Sorry, I'm just holding this back a little bit. Okay.
Do you need a moment?
No, I'm fine. Let's just get on with it. Sooner we do this, sooner we can leave.
Okay, here we go. Card number one, and up we go. Trevor, what do you see?
I see a circle.
Oh, you're wrong. It's actually a square. I'm so sorry. I have to do this.
Good.
Right?
I coughed so you didn't hear anything while I was doing that, right? It's just a little yell or something.
Sandra, did you hear anything?
No, but...
Do you smell that, though?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, Sandra, yep. I'm going to hold up a card. And of course, it's going to be blank on your side, but just try your best.
Okay.
Access your telekinetic powers.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And just let me know what you see.
Yep. A triangle.
I don't believe this, Sandra. What? That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Can you Trevor, can you believe that?
Oh, what the hell, man? Do me again. Carry
okay,
on.
Here we
Do
go. Number two.
Sorry. Just 1 second.
What kind of protein powder you're on, Trevor? It sounds like
all of them. All of them. This is my own science experiment going on in my dorm room every night. All right, come on.
Okay, here we go. And here's the card. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, what do you see? Is a rectangle.
I'm sorry, it was actually a cartoon of Marlon Brando.
Oh no, you don't have to do this. No.
Trevor, that's all we'll need from you.
Yeah, I gotta go now.
Would you like your $5?
Yeah.
Have you got change for 10?
No. No, I don't.
I'll reach out to you.
Okay.
I'll get Sandra to send it to you.
Yeah, Sandra, I'll see you later, okay? I'll get a goal now. Please don't bang him.
I'm going to bang him.
She's going to bang me, pal.
I'm aware.
That scene is way better already.
I didn't think we were going to go down such a farty route.
No, me either, but
flatulence
here we are.
Is like a thing we really haven't touched on this podcast ever.
Because we're too immature. We know once we start, we'll never stop.
Yeah.
Like Pringles, baby. Next scene. There is one particular scene as a kid I remember from this movie more than anything else. Because as a child, you go, wait, did that just happen? And I'm talking, of course, ghost blowjob scene.
Oh, yes. Oh, when I was watching this, I sent you a message immediately.
Yeah.
Because it was... I get it. When usually in like kids' films or PG movies, they kind of have a little like homage or a nod to the parents. Be like, yeah, we know you've dragged your kids here.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of adult humor for you. But it's usually quite subtle.
Yep.
Not in Ghostbusters' case.
No, he's laying on the bed, Dan Aykroyd. Yep. Ghost comes through the window and you're like, oh, what's going on here? Then all of a sudden
it looks at his pants and his zipper magically undoes.
Flies open, zip comes down, and then he makes a face, which is just beautiful comedy. And it's obvious that he has had some sort of ejaculation.
Ghost blowjob.
It's the only logical thing. So I would like to add Arnie.
Ghost gobby.
So I love how you stopped my flow to quickly bust that out, and I'm okay with it. But busting does make you feel good.
Yep.
As Dan Aykroyd's character does prove.
Post-nut clarity.
Now, I love the idea of Arnie as Dan Aykroyd in this situation. And it's that awkward moment after, like, where the ghost has done the business.
Yeah.
And now what? Because we see it just in this montage. But he's in a bit of a predicament because he normally busts ghosts.
Yeah.
But, well,
the ghost is busting him.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
It's good wordplay.
That is great wordplay.
You find that it's called clever dialogue.
So do you want Arnie to be the... ghost?
No,
giving...
I want Arnie as Dan Aykroyd.
You want Arnie receiving...
Oh, do we want Arnie as the ghost?
It's a great question.
A gay Arnie blowing Dan Aykroyd does tickle me. Yep. That's what I want. It's all finished now anyway, right?
Yeah.
Arnie, don't be mad at this if you ever do catch this podcast.
Whoa. What was that?
Wow.
Well, who are you?
Hello, I'm a ghost.
I can see that. You're like some sort of spiritual ethereal
being. No, we don't need to do introductions now. I feel like we're well, truly met.
Well, no, we've physically met.
Yeah,
obviously.
We did. Yeah, I met all right.
But what's going on? Like, you just...
Well, I love that you get all the ghosts and you bust them, so I thought I'd come here and bust you.
Well, we do work hard.
Yeah, you certainly did.
We work real hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So where did my...
How's the song go again?
It goes,
Boston
who are you gonna
makes ghost? Me feel good. Yeah, I love the song.
People really are going to hate that.
Yeah, busting makes me feel good. Hey,
where did
quickly.
My cum go?
Could have a ghost baby. I don't know.
I'm rewind.
Okay.
I can't have a kid right now.
Where are you?
I'm just saying.
It's fine. It's fine.
If I've impregnated a ghost.
And then what's going to happen? You're not going to call me back?
I'm just saying. Money's tight right now.
Hey, America's in an all sort of different way right now. I don't know if this is a conversation they want to hear.
I mean, can we just, are you on the ghost pill?
Of course I'm not. There's no such thing
as
a ghost pill.
I wasn't wearing a ghost condom.
Of course, a what? A ghost condom?
I mean, obviously it was just a ghost gobby, which is something I just came up with then.
Yeah, no, it's so clever.
And obviously I know how sex works in the human world, but how does, like, is...
I'm starting to really regret coming here as a ghost and doing sexual stuff to you. You know, you're being a real buzzkill. I know that you guys were serious about busting ghosts, but I didn't expect it to take this turn. I thought you'd be like, thank you very much for the sexual attention.
Well, yeah,
and off I go. But now, like, what the hell, man?
I'm really appreciative.
What are you going to do now? You're just going to, like...
Well, my computer's actually having some technical issues.
Oh, yeah? Well, if only anyone could help you with that.
Anybody here?
Nope. All right. Just you and me in the room. Oh, well, I guess I better go now.
No. Stay.
Then what? You going to boss me or something?
I mean, we could cuddle.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice thing to do.
I just think maybe we should get to know each other a
little. Do you want to know my name?
Absolutely.
You weren't asking my name a minute ago.
Well, I'm asking it now.
Mm.
Anyway.
I'm going to go
now.
You seem
preoccupied.
Yeah, I'm out of here, man. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
I don't like what that was. Felt too real. Felt too real. Delete that whole scene, Ethan. All right. Anyway. Please, love of God.
Okay.
I want that out of context. All right.
We haven't even talked about Sigourney Weaver yet.
We have not. And by the way, we are 20 minutes into this podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't know if that scene's going to make it, because, like, we are 20 minutes in. Let's continue. So there's this scene, like, and we see, like, a montage of, like, their success. So they start busting ghosts, and the song plays, and we're seeing all these, like, acolytes that they're getting. It's just, oh, my God, like, they've done this, and then, like, the mayor loves them, and they're doing this, they're doing that.
Yeah.
One moment, and I don't know if you caught it, but they get the front page of Time magazine.
They do. It's all three of them at that stage, isn't it?
Yeah. Is Winston there yet? I'm not sure. But it's basically they're busting ghosts, and it's like, and they're just killing it, and they're on Time magazine.
They're
like,
doing talk shows and all that.
Yeah, and I'm like, Time magazine's a pretty big honor.
It's huge to make the cover of Time. Were they the Time person of the year? Or
not sure, but 1984, they've been given Time magazine cover, and I was like, well, Arnie would have got it around then, right? Terminator came out in 1984.
He was like the it guy during the mid-80s.
Absolutely. So I love the idea of not so much of a scene for the movie, but Arnie getting the call that he's been bumped.
For the Ghostbusters.
For the Ghostbusters.
Okay. Yeah, one. Yeah. Two. Three. Oh, it's my phone. That can wait. Four. Five. Oh, they're persistent. Okay, I put the answer. Can I put these weights down? I just towel my face off. Okay, here we go. Yellow.
Yo, hey, how you going, Arnie? How are we, my muscle man? How you doing, man?
Simon.
Hey, it's Doug. Doug Simon. Doug Simon.
Doug Simon,
your
my
manager.
Agent.
Absolutely. Yeah. An agent. I do it all. You
sorry,
know me.
Sorry. I was working out.
No, oh, you always are, buddy.
I
love
was
to
pumping
hear
iron.
It. Hey, look.
Remember my documentary I did, Pumping Iron?
Yeah, no, it was so good. The up, the down. We all loved it.
Yeah.
We loved it. You look so good, right?
I did.
Hey, by the way, we're getting
Terminator, by the way.
So good.
A lot of press.
So what's happening? VHS sales are blowing up. Cinema release went astronomical. Now VHS, it is blowing
Has
up.
Has anyone, like, have you told Jim?
Jim?
Who I call Jim, but he's actually James Cameron.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't manage him, but, you know, I've talked to him about a sequel. There's some talk about a sequel.
Oh,
it's pretty exciting
stuff. Just mentioned that I want to be a hero.
A hero in the sequel. Okay. You're wild.
Like, I've done the villain.
Save maybe the writing for the writers. You know what I mean? Like, you're good, but you're good.
Okay,
hey.
Okay.
Hey, look, I'm just calling. I don't have all good news. I got to be honest. But the VHS sales, they're killing it. I'm calling because, you know how we talked about Time magazine?
Do
you remember that vaguely? Probably?
Yeah, we did a photo shoot.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the cover this month, right?
No.
Why not?
No.
It was all part of the publicity plan.
Yeah.
After the release of
Terminator. No. So what's happened has...
They better not put me on the back cover.
No,
I'll
worse.
Not be back.
You're not. I love it. I'm writing it down.
I'll not be back.
I'll not. That's for the sequel, right? That's good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll throw that Jim's way. Hey, look, you've been bumped. I don't know when they're going to get you
what
back
do you mean?
On. I don't know.
Bumped?
Bumped, yeah.
Why?
Look, you know, it's the 80s. Everyone's having a good time. Yeah, a lot of important people doing important things right now. I can tell you Stallone's not the one that bumped you, so don't worry about that.
Oh, I hate that bastard. Oh,
me too. He's the worst.
Did I say that right? Like an American? Bastard?
You've been bumped by four men on one cover. So, you know.
Is it the Village People?
No.
I love them. Oh. Young man, get yourself off the ground. I said, hey, man.
Yeah.
And so on.
Close enough. Hey, no.
Don't tell me the Beatles have had a comeback.
No. In fact, one of them's dead.
Yeah,
one of them's not coming back at all. No, not the Beatles. Stop guessing, actually, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah,
you're being bumped by a local New York crew. They go by the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters? What do they do? Like bust a nut in a ghost?
No, that'd be weird. What they do is they go around.
Wouldn't that
and
be weird?
That'd be so weird. What they do is they go around and exterminate. I'm just reading this. Exterminate ghosts.
What, like,
sorry, I nearly threw up at the idea.
Are you all right there, Doug Simon?
I'm not great. I got to be honest, I put a lot of money into this Time magazine thing.
So they go out and bust ghosts.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah, there's four of them.
Come on, man, I was in Terminator.
I'm aware. That's what I told him. I rang him up and I said, hey, what are we going to do with my boy Arnie? And they said, look, you know, this ghost thing is huge.
I've been talking to Danny DeVito. We're doing a movie.
What are you guys going to do? Yeah, I'm not privy to this. What are you talking about we're doing with him?
It's early stages, Doug Simon. But what is it? I'm going to be a pregnant man.
With Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's going to be real good.
That sounds shit. All right. Well, anyway.
If it's me holding the Ghostbusters up?
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, look, you know, I've already pivoted, already got an idea for you. I don't know if you're going to love it, but I love the fact that we keep the momentum going on. We keep it moving. I got you a magazine cover. You don't even need a pose. They don't need photos. They're going to draw you. It's called Mad Magazine.
Oh. Good. Is that the one where it's like they have the foldy image at the back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you get me in the foldy image as well?
I don't know if I have that power.
I know I said earlier on in the conversation I'll not be back page.
But that's a good back.
But if I was to be back, that's the back page I'd be on.
That's the back you want. Well, I'm going to try everything I can. I'll let you go. I'll get you back to the working out thing. You got to look swell, but you got to look good.
Doug Simon, you are the best
agent
I've had so far this year.
Then it is an honor to be serving you for 3.5 months. So thank you so much, Arnie. I'll let you get back to it, okay? I see that work. He took it well.
He took it really well.
Took it better than I expected.
Arnie, how often do you think people say no to Arnie?
That's a good question.
Because when I read his biography, it was like, no one says no to Arnie.
Yeah, he's like, you have to take yes for an answer.
Yeah. And he was always so
certain. But he did politics. There's a lot of no's in politics.
There's a lot of maybes.
That's true. There's a lot of yeses, and then they turn out to be no's.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, a lot of broken promises.
Mm. So true. I also like to see Arnie in this movie as the role of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
From the giant bag of marshmallows.
Well, yeah, it turns into like, you know, and he's walking down the street, he's giant, he's battling the Ghostbusters. But I just like the idea of the moment where this marshmallow creation gets consciousness. Yep. Consciousness.
It's a big, I know, it's been a long day.
No, I'm having a stroke. And so I love the idea of Arnie realizing he's now alive as the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, you know? Gaining sentience.
Yes. And so I want to see him as that. And then he's going to have questions, right?
Yeah.
Instead of straight to rage, let's ask some questions.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. I think we took care of him. I think.
No more ghosts.
No more ghosts.
I think we're all good.
Wow. And I think we've done really, really well. I think Sigourney Weaver looks hot as hell. We'll have to save her and everything. And
I'll probably bang her.
Yeah, man. Bill. You do that, Bill.
Bill.
But yeah. Oh, sorry. Bill Murray.
Dr. Peter Venkman, please.
I stand by Bill Murray. I mean, you're not exactly acting.
That's true.
Tell him, Harold. Anyway. Ramus!
It's pronounced Ramus.
Not this again.
That's a callback, baby.
So, yeah, like, all right. So the creature said that we weren't allowed to think of anything scary, and none of us have thought anything scary, right?
Right? No.
Whoa. What's going on there? What, you thought something scary?
A little bit.
What'd you think of?
Well, first I was thinking of that ghost.
Okay.
That, you know.
Yeah, I'm aware.
But then I thought, no, I'll get rid of that out of my mind.
Yep.
And then I just started thinking about delicious marshmallows. Ooh. What's that? Oh, well, now you've done it, Dan Aykroyd.
It's getting closer, guys.
There it is. It's a giant marshmallow man.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it speaks.
Wow, look at the size of me. I'm a big, white, fluffy marshmallow man.
Hey, marshmallow man.
Wow, who said that?
Me down here, Dr. Whoa, Peter Venkman. Hello.
Hello. I'm so big. Oh, look at my fingers.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Wow.
Don't eat your finger.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty delicious.
Wow. What's going on over here, guys?
Well, we were just finishing wrapping up fixing.
Cool backpacks. I love them.
It's pretty cool, hey? Yeah. We've had a technical issue with that one.
Yeah, okay.
And we've just got our IT guy to come over and have a look at
it. What's he doing over there?
Well, here he comes now. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I'm so sorry. I've been so busy all today. I think I've got this one fixed up. The nuclear generator on the back seems to be coming up a little bit.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
But it's working out pretty well. So if you guys, I was just thinking, if I'm fixing up your backpacks, maybe I could be a Ghostbuster myself. That'd be a cool idea.
I mean, Bill, maybe next year.
Let him in.
Okay. Marshmallow Man. Marshmallow Man.
Oh my God, I appreciate that so much, gigantic Marshmallow Man, but I'm just talking to the boys right now.
Okay, so on the insurance policy, it says we can only have 4 Ghostbusters.
That's not fair. I sort of said 3, and then you let Winston in.
Diversity hire.
What about me? Maybe I can be a Ghostbuster.
You're a ghost.
What? I'm a marshmallow. What are you talking about?
Okay, Marshmallow Man, we'll circle back to this.
Your mother is mainly sticky sugar. So,
okay, Bill.
Yeah, sorry.
You're kind of butting in.
I don't mean to. I'm just really excited to be part of the team. You know, busting Ghostbusters. Let's sing it together. Ghostbusters.
Okay, Bill.
Nah. I like the song.
Marshmallow Man.
Sorry.
Everyone's okay.
I'm just going to chew on my fingers while I wait, okay?
I'll get rid of Bill.
So delicious.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, sorry.
Here's an idea for you.
Yeah. It was a lot of stairs to come up here.
I get it.
And I've got asthma.
I'm chiming in the guitars. So sorry, guys. Do you want to taste my finger?
I mean, I'd love
not in the weird way.
Can I taste your finger?
Yeah,
Bill, do you mind if I quickly taste his finger?
I do not mind at all. Give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's delicious.
It's yummy, right? This is my whole body. I'm a giant marshmallow man.
Okay, Bill. Can I have an aside for a second?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What do you need?
I know that you're really passionate about feeding Africa.
I like 100%. Yeah, that's my number one objective.
Do you see this marshmallow man here?
That's a lot of food for Africa.
Think about how much Africans, those starving poor Africans.
Yeah.
Malnourished.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ribs are showing.
Don't have a lot of sugar. That's for sure.
Imagine if we could just...
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing. Don't eat all of it.
Okay, but it's hard to resist. I'm so tasty.
I mean, Bill, it doesn't really matter if he is eating his own finger.
It all goes back into itself, doesn't it?
It's like a snake eating itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what we'll do.
Okay.
We
chop him up.
We kill him?
Yeah, how are we going to do that? Oh, the nuclear reactor.
We just blast him with some radiation.
Yeah, perfect.
And then we'll send
for the Africans.
We'll send that irradiated marshmallow to Africa.
Yeah, excellent.
And we'll feed him. And then you'll get all the credit.
Then I can finally do my dream of vaccinating the world.
Okay, so...
That's my dream, guys.
Have you got like a piece of radioactive material I can just throw at him into his mouth?
Yeah, of course. I always carry one on me. Here it is. Let me get it for you.
Hey, what are you guys doing over there?
Hey, buddy, open your mouth. This is like a piece of... It's spicy marshmallow.
Ooh, I trust you.
How do you feel?
Not so good.
Okay.
It's making my tummy hurt a little.
Here's the deal. We've given you radiation poisoning. Bill Gates
is here. Is that bad?
Explain it, Bill. What's going to happen to him?
You're probably going to die, but you'll explode first, then we'll put lots of little pieces of you in a little container, then we'll ship it to Africa.
You're going
to
feed Africa.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so you're going to be a hero.
Wow.
Well, not you. We will.
Who would have thought me, a humble Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, would be a hero? Hey, 1 second, guys. Can I get real with you?
Yeah.
I always dream one day of trying to talk to all of you people and being a real... Post!
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. Okay, Bill.
I thought he actually lasted longer than I expected.
We'll get enough Tupperware.
Enough Tupperware. Yep.
And we'll just ship it over to...
Perfect.
To probably Ethiopia. We'll start there.
Now can I be a Ghostbuster?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, Bill Gates sends irradiated marshmallow to Africa. Millions irradiated. Deformities.
I'm still alive!
And the biggest humanity crisis of all. What happened to Marshmallow Man?
Still killing people, but, you know, doing it with the beautiful sunshine.
That and more on 60 Minutes.
And is Bill Murray a creep? Turns out, yes.
I'm just saying she was of age.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? I think it's safe to say we added Arnie. I want to see him as the marshmallow dude.
It would be so funny, actually.
I really want to.
We've talked about him never really doing voice work or CGI stuff and motion capture.
No, I just want him in the suit with his same face, same body, but just painted white.
Eating himself.
With a little hat.
Make it happen!
If you love this episode of Can We Add Arnie, you can get involved. You can like our stuff on our Facebook page, Can We Add Arnie. You can give us suggestions of movies and characters you want to appear.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't forget to
I'm eating my hands.
to leave us a rating on Spotify and a comment as well. And subscribe on wherever you get your podcast from.
Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, eat your own hand.
And goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that too.